he's holding that.
I win again, motherfucker.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Whiskey One Tap Podcast. I'm your host, Whiskey, and joining with me today are my co-hosts, Uni.
Hello.
John.
Hey.
Mikey.
Hello.
And I don't know if we should call him a co-host at this point because he's been gone for a long-ass time, Jordan.
Hello.
And we actually got a special guest here as well, our good friend, me and Mikey's friend, best friend, Joe. How we doing, man?
Yeah, I'm well.
No, yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Should I introduce myself?
Sure. Where are you from? How old are you? Give us a social security again.
All right, so my whole shtick is that I basically know life, Rainbow Six Siege. I've known James and Mikey for a long time, and we've played for a bit. I'm 16, and what else do they need to know about? Oh, Social Security.
We'll get into that later.
Don't forget your credit card.
Credit information.
Right.
Yeah.
Considering he's 16, I'm assuming that it'd just be his
mother's
mom's
maiden name and all that shit.
Yep. All my passwords. But yeah, that's my whole thing. So.
Now, you were a fucking diamond, by the way, are you not?
Four-time, baby.
Four-time diamond? So. Like,
four-time diamond.
Me and Mikey.
316, or 316.
Oh, shit. Yeah, me and Mikey went into a Go4 tournaments, and like he was our fucking captain. Like he was our man. All right, like
dig, bro.
Oh, it's crazy.
24 bum.
Yeah, no, like I remember our first time going into the Go4 ESL tournaments and shit. You know, Mikey. Does anybody have the clip of Mikey?
I have it on my YouTube, and I edited it up and shit.
I'll have to
take that from YouTube and like put it in the podcast.
Like the heartbeat shit.
Like
it's,
yeah,
it's
so
got game music too. So.
It's not as good as watching it, James. You can't like listen.
Well,
to
no,
it.
Like I'll like maybe add it in there. Maybe a
yeah. It's not as good as watching it on Smelly - Joe on YouTube.com.
No, what? Shameless promo.
But no, like overall, Joe, how do you think that Go4 tournaments went?
Dude, they were a fucking like minute ago, so I don't really remember them all that well. I just remember it was like I thought it was gonna be a train wreck, like because I hadn't talked to you guys for a little bit, and like Dallas, Ghost Pro, whatever the numbers are that follow his name, we played with him and some other people who I had never played with, so I didn't know, I couldn't gauge like the skill level except for you two. And I didn't know because you guys hadn't played in a while. So I was like, well, this is going to be a shit show. We're going to get absolutely steamrolled, right? But we actually ended up winning our first couple of games, and we all did well. I remember, James, you kept on dropping at least double digits.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how everybody else did, but I remember it wasn't actually that horrible to, like, coordinate and stuff because that was my main role. I was just kind of, like, telling you guys what to pick, where to go. And
yeah.
It was really fun, though.
So. I feel like,
and I had like the best play in the game. I just want to say,
yeah,
best
you play. Did for sure, absolutely.
I feel like the biggest downside to the Go4 ESL is you got to go by the word of your opponent, essentially. Meaning that, you know, if you win, you got to pray to God that the people that you just destroyed, you know, click confirm or like, oh yeah, the opposing team won. And you know, we had one instance where. The bunch of fucking kids didn't like they put it as they won and not us winning, and so then you know we were stuck in this this area of we didn't win the match, and we couldn't get a hold of the ESL and go for like moderators and admins to fix it or anything, and so we didn't play any more of that match. It was like we won that match and then we were just done. It was like what the
it
fuck?
Was salty moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was sucked. Booty cheeks.
So, you know, it's good in a sense, but it's basically an honor system. And I don't necessarily like it.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist anymore.
Like...
Go4 was, like, canceled already.
No, yeah, it's dead. They replaced it with Face It tournaments. So, for the sweats and the audience or whatnot that have been sticking around and seeing the competitive changes in Siege recently, like they've actually switched from ESL, which is a really big move because ESL has done a lot of work with a lot of other really big name, like first person shooters and any other thing you can really name. Like, they are the tournament platform. And so when Siege switched to face it, absolutely nobody, even in the pro scene, the people that are making like tens of thousands of dollars on this stuff, right? They didn't know what was happening. So everybody's kind of excited to see, or like worried as well, to see how they're going to actually conduct these tournaments and stuff. But
Right.
from what I can see, it's actually gone fairly well so far, and not much has
Okay.
changed on lower competitive levels. So,
Well, that's
yeah.
interesting. I know, like, me and Mikey, at a certain point after doing some of these matches and everything, we kind of got curious. It's like, what are the rewards that we get if we win like a
Yep.
couple of these matches?
I lied to
Mikey,
you.
you remember this conversation? It
I
was like,
completely lied to you.
let me look. He's like, what are the rewards? Says Mikey, and you know, I'm looking at him. I was like, well, we get a pillow. And he's like, a what? A pillow? And he's like, yeah, we get a JPEG image of a pillow. It says in my little reward section. And he's like, does it look like a soft pillow? And he's like, no, bro, it looks fucking rock hard. Like, I guess as you progress, it becomes like a longer ass pillow. But it's like, what the fuck?
It's just a really long, shitty pillow that you don't want to lie on.
It's
It
fucking
just
weird,
gets
dude.
longer.
Yeah. But yeah,
No.
overall, I feel like, you know, I've done a lot in Siege with you know, going to the R6 Invitationals in Montreal. I,
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
gave 300 hours of my life into being a Monty main. I went
He's
into Go
garbage.
Four tournaments and everything, and like at this point in my life, I'm like, there's not much I can do in Siege. Like,
Yeah.
maybe I could main somebody else, but like, nobody really else piques my interest like Monty did. So at a time right now, it
Yeah.
was kind of like, eh, I might just stop playing for a bit, but I might come back.
That's funny you say that, because I do remember, Mike, you can clarify this if I'm actually getting it wrong or anything, but I do remember a time where you were like, hey, what if I give actually playing the fucking game a chance and stop playing Monty like a little bitch that I am? Like, I remember that
Yeah,
being a
and he just
prominent
stopped it.
phase.
Yeah, and he just stopped it, you know?
Yeah.
Which actually
Yeah.
sucks, 'cause like for me, I love the game, but it sucks when you don't have really a lot of people to play with.
True.
And I haven't had like a lot of people to play with lately, so I haven't been able to play and enjoy the game, especially ranked, 'cause I want to play ranked and I want to get better, but I don't have a team, and we all know that solo queuing in ranked is
Yeah.
it's asking to,
It's
you
a
know.
nightmare.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's a nightmare.
For
So
sure.
you know, if James
That's
would
tough.
be around, we could all maybe get better, play as a team, get ranked. I don't know if Smiley would be okay with that, but we could all
Absolutely.
like. But nah, James is like, no, Monty Shield. Learn how
Yep.
to get better with gun. Get your gun play
Yeah,
better.
learn how to play an FPS in first
Yeah.
person shooting.
Shut up.
That, like, the
You're kind
shooting
of pussy
aspect
whiskey,
is.
honestly. Like
Exactly.
Dude, I'm no, because
Yeah.
Monty was is such a needed character on you know
Not really.
objectives like bomb. Like you can turtle plant. Like he's a movable fucking shield, dude. Like a protective force of nature.
He's
Like
only useful in a couple maps now.
he's a lot of things, dude. Like a drone with a fucking gun. Like you can just send him out in the front lines, and he'll live a lot longer than any of you with no fucking shield would.
Yeah, I'm not disrespecting Monty. I'm just saying 300 hours is a little bit of a indicator that maybe you might be a female dog. So that's like, but I'm interested actually, like me, Mikey, and James have been like kind of taking over this conversation, mostly because I'm a sweat and a loser and shit like that. I want to gauge everybody else's like views about this game, because I know the reception of Rainbow Six Siege is very negative for a lot of people, and I just wanted to see where everybody stands with the game. So
Well,
I'm not really good enough with everybody's names yet, but if you guys want to just hand it off to each other and start talking about
okay,
that.
Monster,
Right.
you start first.
Bruh. Right. Well, I talked about it the previous episode, I think, when I was drunk, or the other fucking one. I spoke about it before. I think Siege, like, I haven't enjoyed it for much because I can't fucking aim in that game. But I
Yeah.
think the reason that it's not as popular today is because they don't put in much new content. Like, there is a new season and they release new operators and shit, but the guns are still the same. Like, they just reuse guns and they don't put in new maps, they just rework them. And people have sort of just gotten tired of it. Like, I think they've done it for way too long, and I think that's why people are not playing the game as much anymore, because it's sort of died down a lot now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think they actually need to put in new guns, make new maps, and stop just reworking everything. Like, they're focusing more on the esports community than the actual people that play, like the majority of the people that play. And I get it, like, people say, oh yeah, the esports guys, you know, when you prioritize the esports people, you also prioritize the players because they can also, you know, go loop off of what the esports guys are doing. But I don't think so, because, you know, your average guy that plays Siege just does it because he wants to enjoy himself. He just works 9 to 5, he gets home, his wife's fucking screaming at him, and he just wants to relax and shoot people. You know, he doesn't want to know all this tactical shit. Like, I think they need to concentrate more on pure fun than all the sweaty shit.
And there's no point having an esports if there's nobody there to watch, so.
Exactly.
What about you, Uni?
He doesn't play the game.
Oh God,
What do you
no!
think about it?
I don't know.
Gone
Maybe
quick.
I just don't have a good experience with like shooters in general because of the fucking creeps on it.
Okay.
What do you
She's
mean?
Not wrong. I mean, she's not
If I
wrong.
play, I need to be muted, okay? I need to not talk, not even fucking make a peep. Because if I
Absolutely.
do, I just get spammed with friend requests, with thirsty messages, dick pics. I don't play those games, okay?
I mean, Ian knows.
Motherfucker.
Ian knows
I,
that,
dude, I
especially on
know
a
I
game.
get so
Yeah,
many dick
no,
pics.
yeah, like, no, I don't mean that. No, Ian knows that because we've played, again, we've played with gamer girls before, on like, Siege and stuff like that.
I'm
No,
just
you know what I mean?
joking.
I'm just
Yeah,
saying,
I know. Oh,
like,
sorry.
on Siege, bro, like, if, if you're a chick that plays Rainbow, and you go into, which, keep in mind, no one almost go like unless it's like you really care about the game or you just don't have anyone else to play with, so you're like whatever.
Yeah.
If you go into part into game chat, whoever like who people barely go to, and you turn up your mic and you, in some sort of way, sound like a girl or you are one, people will either start tryharding, talking, or any of the
It's
above.
yeah.
I mean,
It's really bad. It's like sorry, you go.
I've played like some sorry. I've played like some first-person shooters, not long because I'm just, I don't know, maybe it's just not my kind of game. I just rather like explore, and it just gives me a lot of motion sickness, right?
Yeah, you just play
Yeah.
Fall Guys on Minecraft.
Fall Guys is a
Oh
good
my
game. Shut up. Fall
gosh.
Guys is a
I
good
play
game.
other games, just not with you. And
Wow. Tough
yeah,
daddy.
you heard me, home. No, it's just, I don't know. It's maybe it's just like a personal preference.
Right.
Like, but
Yeah.
if I do play, I wouldn't mind playing with friends, but never will I join a random squad for it.
Don't. In
Because the
Siege, in
community
Siege
is
anyways.
absolute
Yeah.
shit.
I was just gonna expand on what Mikey was saying earlier, just as like a little side comment. It's like it is so bad, specifically in Siege. Like, they don't. You don't even have to be a girl. You just have to sound like a girl. Like they'll be like, "Please, little boy, if you got big titties, just let me know, because I gotta imagine this shit." Like, it doesn't matter anymore. It is so bad. It
No,
is
and
so
then
bad.
not just that, but then they'll start naming like all their, oh, I have a diamond account here, a diamond account there, oh, I'm a
Oh
level
my
5 level.
God!
Yeah. And it's
I
like,
knew a bitch
bro.
that got like $20 just to be in a lobby with somebody.
With a
It
gamer girl?
was, yeah,
Yeah, oh my
it
God.
was.
Bro, I
Some
got
Fiverr
offered
shit.
money for feet pics. Like, I don't, I just, no.
Have
Fuck
you ever
no.
sold your own spit yet?
Not yet, but I've gotten
That's an untapped
offers.
market. You've gotten offers?
I've gotten
Damn.
one offer.
On Minecraft?
No, not on. I don't just play
Bro. I know, but like, there's
Minecraft.
no. Like, all the people that play Minecraft and Fall Guys are, I swear, were just like these like embryos that are playing in little tubes. I didn't think they actually had minds of their own.
No, I
Jesus
didn't.
Christ.
I
Jesus, no,
play
I didn't
Fall
get that
Guys. Wait,
on
I
there.
play Fall
I
Guys.
got an
Exactly.
offer while playing
Mikey.
Smite.
Fuck you. Excuse you.
Right, but like the guys that ask you for like your spit and piss and shit and all that stuff, like, don't you think they're just fucking with you, or were they legit? Like, were some of them actually legit? Because a lot of that shit
I
is just
hope they were
haha
just
meme.
fucking with me.
Dude, there's
Yeah, it's
fucking.
definitely that type of shit because it's a big meme. It's a big meme on the internet. Like, oh well, I'll pay $60 for a shot glass of gamer girl piss. So don't take them seriously. They're just trying to be funny. It's like when a girl is in a squad in a game. It's always like, oh my god, a gamer girl. Like, it's the typical thing to do. It's like an internet custom at this point.
I'm not gonna lie, I've done that.
Hang on,
Yeah,
I've
I
feel
done
like I feel like we gotta slide in Jordan over here because he hasn't
Absolutely.
said a word.
I've never
Golden.
Played
Jordan.
the game.
You've never played the
You
game?
sorry,
Pay
what
you
was
to
that?
talk.
I've never played it. I've played
Oh,
other
never played
games.
it? Have you ever
Not
bought,
since.
like,
Okay, let's see. How
a
what's
girl's
your first,
spit?
what's your
Warm
Let's see. What's
Which
your
game?
opinion
I
on first
think
person
you,
shooters?
Joe, and
I
Mikey are the
mean,
only ones that
okay.
like this game.
See,
Oh,
okay,
I don't
here then.
like
Let
it. I hate this game.
let's put it.
I
Let's
don't
put it
hate
like this.
first-person shooters. I play Call of Duty and Apex, that kind of crap.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question. Do all of you have lives?
I
don't.
Somewhat.
No.
Because
Sometimes,
usually
maybe,
people with
perhaps.
lives don't like they're unable to actually get into Siege because it's so
Yeah.
dog
Yeah,
shit,
you gotta
you
spend a
know.
lot of
Yeah,
hours
I
in
don't
the
have a
game.
life. That's why I like it.
There you go. Yeah, that's kind of my shtick. I'm just no life.
Let's get into another topic after
Yeah.
now that we're done with
Dear God,
Siege.
please fuck that game. Ubisoft, if you're listening right now, don't even sponsor us. We're not gonna accept it, you cunts. Fuck off.
No,
Fuck out of here.
no, we will take it. Shut up. Monster's just the stupid one here. Just yeah, we will take
No,
it.
no,
Rainbow
no.
Six.
Yeah,
No, yeah.
if you buy Raise Energy, then I'll play with you and boost you to diamond.
Oh yeah,
That's
Raise
what I
Energy.
promise.
If you
Yeah.
guys
There you go.
haven't checked it out, go to repsports.com. That's REPP sports.com. Pick yourself up some Raise Energy. If you like energy drinks, this one has no sugar, but to give it a try, it's actually in a quite recent contest, a Clash of the Cans, has topped other energy drinks like Bang, C4 Energy, and Monster. So if you do like those top-notch energy drinks, I believe Raise
Yeah.
Energy would be the one for you. So go check it out.
James, I'm just saying, the fact that you had to go halfway through the end to go like, "Oh yeah, Raze,"
Yeah,
like
oh
you
yeah.
forgot who they are. Yeah,
No, I didn't
I don't
forget.
think it's
And
that good.
unlike its competitors, it does
OMG,
not
taking
use the highly
sponsorships.
illegal what is it, fucking component
Heroin.
of Gamer Girl piss. Like every other energy drink uses that. I was surprised. Like it says
That's like.
Catherine on the back or like Julia, like just it lists the names and it's so surprising and I was extra just big props to Raze. They're really leaps
That's
and
what
bounds
you
ahead
feel.
of the competition, so
That's what is that
yeah.
what you feel does?
Yeah. Not to name other companies, but yes.
Also,
Fuck
it
G
doesn't
Fuel.
contain lead.
Oh
What?
yeah.
Looking at you, G Fuel.
G
Oh,
Fuel, God.
it feels good though. Talking
Yeah,
about.
if you like lead poisoning.
Yeah.
Oh, also, if you like our content and enjoy what we do, and if you also have Instagram, perfect match. You could go check us out at Whiskey One Tap on the Instagram page. Updates on the podcast will be there, as well as what we're doing in our personal lives. I know we probably haven't uploaded much because everybody's a little piece of shit and won't send me content, but that's all right.
Why did
Moving
you post shit
personal
about
lives.
yourself? Yeah, put shit about yourself,
I can't
bro.
be the only one to do it.
Why not?
You can.
You can.
Because everybody
Do
else
they?
needs to know about you guys.
Bruh, be the messiah we all deserve.
I don't. I'm
Yeah.
not a
I'm a nobody.
messiah.
I'm a shadow on the internet. You don't even know what I look like.
It's.
Oh, remember the 40
Were
bucks incident era? Or
No, what do you
James,
book?
rather?
I really don't want to talk about this one.
You don't want to talk about
I
that?
really
All
don't.
right.
Say it.
All
Fuck it.
right. Well,
Do
no,
it. No,
we'll
do
talk about it later. We'll
it.
talk about it after the podcast. Is that
Come
fair?
on, man. Share with the
That's a tease. That's a tease for the viewers. If you, we'll post some exclusive stuff on our Patreon.
It is
Or
known.
our
We don't have a
OnlyFans.
Patreon, by the way.
Committed
But
many
we're gonna.
crimes.
But we might.
Yeah,
I don't know.
we don't have a Patreon, but we have an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah,
feature.
wait, what?
It's
It's
only
me.
Monster on it.
Oh,
Monster's
yep.
only
Monster, yeah.
fan.
My thick
Scantily
bum.
clothed, Raise Energy, all that stuff.
Quite
Oh, Lord.
recently, actually, some I have it clipped actually. So I was playing video games with a couple of other British dudes. Hey, Jordan. Not you. I wasn't playing with you, but people, that might you might vibe with me. But anyway, so yeah, I'm playing Modern Warfare. I'm minding my own business, and all of a sudden, boom! Like literally, I have my window open. It's just like a big fucking boom. I thought Antifa was outside my door, and so, I'm like, what the fuck was that? And like. Come to find out, somebody across the street ended up having a gas leak, and
Oh shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think it was the stove or so. It was something in the basement, had like blown up, and then their basement is just like fucking, just literally trashed. It looks like an IED went blew up, and no, I mean nobody really got hurt, but yeah,
Oh, now it's boring.
Here's like a short little clip of the little explosion or whatever. Oh. You guys just hear that? Tell you didn't hear that. Tell me you.
No.
It just sounded like a fucking bomb went off. But yeah, what? No, I'll edit it in there for those. Oh. It's just like, yeah.
This is pretty loopy for everyone's
kind of like, what do you want to hear this? You'll hear this like when it actually goes up. So
yeah, I heard someone turn off their mic too, ready to hear.
you thought that was it? It's just like, oh, I heard somebody's mic go off. That's the explosion.
Yeah, Whiskey's lying, by the way. That didn't happen. He's just gonna edit in one of his thoughts and just make it like very.
No, literally. Like, I'll show you guys after we're done with the podcast. Like, I'll let you listen in. It was like, dude, what the fuck? But luckily nobody was hurt.
Listeners.
But.
We keep on talking about the juicy shit after the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they've already heard it. Like, they already got the details.
Oh, yeah, so.
Waiting in suspense, yeah.
Yeah, man.
To throw in Jordan into the equation, because, dude, you're a quiet individual. We need to know more about you. What's it like in London? Is it like people getting stabbed left, front, center every day? Like
rain.
I don't know. I don't live in London.
Just assumed he lived in London, yeah. Oh, you're British, you must live in London.
Oh my God. Next up, he's gonna believe you eat crumpets and drink tea.
I mean, I won't lie.
There's nothing wrong with crumpets, but I drink coffee.
Coffee. Yeah, it's nice.
I like a good G.
Why does that sound so
accurate?
What
does that have to do with coffee?
Coffee is pork jam, it's better than tea. Anyway, yeah, continue.
So,
London.
Have you ever been to London?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you gotta give some more insight. Like, what's it like in London? Like, what was your experience there?
For a good 10 minutes in the car.
Ooh, nice. We'll go on, Jordan. Tell us all about your trip. Shut up, Jordan. Speaking.
Rainy crap. Shit. What do you want?
Well, I mean, like, what were some of the bars like? If you ever went to any of the bars or some of the restaurants and such.
Do you think I'm made of money to go to a bar?
Dude, no. Okay, well, give us some sort of topic that you're fluent in.
Yeah.
I have a topic for him. Jesus Christ. I just want to ask him, right. You played the Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Fuck off. Got Modern Warfare campaign, right? You played it.
Yeah.
All right. You know the part of it that was at Piccadilly Circus where the terrorists attacked. Spoilers for everyone listening. Just edit that in, Whiskey. Did that actually affect you? Like, did that terrorist attack on? I know it's not your real country. Like, it's a fucking video game. But did that actually have an effect on you? Like, did it make you emotional at all? Like, seeing your own country being attacked by terrorists and civilians dying. And did that make you sad at all? Or like,
I'm pretty
didn't
sure
have any
I failed that mission 30 times, killing a civilian by accident.
Oh no!
So you were emotional. You couldn't get through it. That's how emotional you were.
I see.
Yeah.
The accidental has air quotations you can't see.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the reverse effect. I didn't think Activision intended for that to happen, but hey, I mean, you got emotional in the end.
There
so
was a reaction, so.
Yeah.
Now that Piccadilly area, is that like an actual place in the UK or?
Oh yeah, it's a big thing. Yeah,
it's an actual place in the UK. Yeah.
Nice.
It's got like the biggest. Advertisement, well, electronic advertisement board in all of Europe.
Well, you know, we got a bigger one in New York, so.
Yeah, I mean, everything in America is
yeah,
bigger.
Yeah, you like to think.
Sure, even the people.
I'll be honest, that small moment in that campaign, well, I feel like it wasn't as impactful as No Russian in the Second Modern Warfare.
Dude.
Yeah.
I play, because I got the demo, or not the demo, for a short time they made for free the Modern Warfare 2 Remastered. So I played a bit of that. I played No Russian, and I'm like, I didn't fire a single bullet, and I'm like, what the fuck? And like, you got to play as this one character for a minute, and then skips to, you know, him being the covert CIA, or whatever. Like, he was undercover, and then they find you out, and then they fucking kill you. And it's like, all right, well, that character was short fucking lived. Yeah. Like,
so I shouldn't have shot the civilians in the Russian airport.
No, you should have.
By the time I got to the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, A lot of people don't know this about me because I basically just live inside of my PS4 and play Rainbow Six Siege exclusively. But I'm a up and coming music producer and stuff, and that mission, right? No Russian. That was such big inspiration for me musically because I was like, this,
Oh my
like the
gosh.
sound of this, the soundtrack of this would go so well over lo-fi beats, and then have like a little anime character like. With like drawing with like a bullet or something like that. Like that is what I aspire to be. Like to this day, I haven't got the license yet, and I'm now on 7 lists. But I eventually will be able to do it. I
You
feel
mean
like.
you're in 7 no-fly terrorist
Amazing.
hits or
Yeah.
terrorist lists. Oh God.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
A
fucking
big
actually.
question I had. Sorry. You go.
No. Oh, okay. I actually think I'm on a watch list in the USA, right? Because like,
Why?
and I think Kayla
That's a
and
much
if
better
and
topic.
another South African friend of mine is as well. Kayla, remember that one night I showed you and
Oh
Liam,
no.
the South African friend of mine, that video, that 4chan video on YouTube where the guy
Oh
was
yeah.
talking, the guy that was working on Epstein's Island, he was talking about the shit that he saw.
Oh
Remember that?
yeah, I remember. That shit
Yeah.
was crazy as hell.
Kayla, the video got
What?
taken down. It got fucking taken down.
No.
Yes, it is fucking erased from YouTube. It is erased from fucking everywhere. From 4chan, it is gone. It has been fucking thrown into the shadow realm, and I think we're on a watch list. And so is everyone that watched that video. It is kind of fucking scary right now.
Wait, what
I
was
don't know,
it?
like, it was. Okay, so what happened was.
Don't say
So
it, you'll get
basically.
taken off of Spotify.
I don't
Nah,
care.
it's fine. I'm fucking suicidal at this point, it's cool. So
I'm not.
basically. Okay, well, Kayla wasn't there for it. I'm talking about a different Kayla. My
Oh,
maid. Not this Kayla. Yeah, it was
your
someone
maid.
completely different.
I surely answered to your question to whenever she said, "Oh yeah, I remember that."
Yeah, no, she was just trying to humor me because I'm the
Yeah,
retard of the group. Anyway,
I felt bad for
so
him because he doesn't actually have a maid. He's making up friends. Nobody except him is involved.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Okay, so basically, there was this guy, right? He posted this thing on 4chan, and he was basically explaining how he started working for Epstein. He started like way back. I don't remember when, but he was basically, getting children for the guy, and he made all kinds of different celebrities that, fuck the children, obviously. And that is how he eventually got to work on Epstein's island. Like he got promoted pretty much because the Epstein trusted him because he never, said anything to the cops. And the shit he saw on the island, and I'm not gonna go into specific details, not that you're ever gonna read it, but it's horrifying shit, dude. Like the oh, it's not fun. It's creepy shit. Sort of inspiring, but in a
Yeah.
horrifying way.
He
But
talked
yeah, that's basically
about
what it was. He
inspiring.
talked
Inspiring,
about
I don't
like.
think inspiring should ever come in
Okay,
the
it's the,
sentence
no.
like
Hold up, hold
after
up, hold up, hold up.
Epstein.
I need to defend myself. Now, I don't want to fuck kids now. It's not inspiring me to fuck kids. It's inspiring me to look more into what rich people do and the whole cult. Like, cause right, before I heard that story, like whenever someone would tell me, "Oh yeah, these celebrities, hey, fuck it," I always think, "Oh come on, like take your tinfoil hat off, get the fuck out of here." Like I'm not gonna listen to you. You're weird. Conspiracy theorists, they're fucking idiots, right? But after this, first of all, the day, like a couple of days after that 4chan story was posted, Ghislaine Maxwell, which I think she was one of fucking, I think she was Epstein's wife or something. I don't know all the details. She got arrested, or she went to the cops or whatever. Something fucking big happened with her, and it was 2 days after the guy posted it. I think one day.
A bunch of
And
shit
there's,
went down after that happened. The guy is fucking
it's,
dead, by the way. He killed himself.
Like
quote
that's the
unquote.
reason he
Quote
did the
unquote.
No, like he actually did. Like he's
No,
gone.
like he said in the thing that he knows that if he posts this, he's gonna fucking die. Like they're gonna come for him and they're gonna kill him. So he's gonna kill himself instead. He's suicidal. He's done so much shit that he regrets. He never fucked any kids, by the way. He didn't do anything illegal. He just did it for the money, and he knew what he was doing was wrong. But he came to a point in his life
Just
after
gonna
all of that
interrupt
that
there
he
real
was
quick.
just
I'm
like,
pretty sure fetching kids for other people to fuck is still considered illegal.
oh it's like
Oh
okay, he
yeah.
definitely
Okay,
did illegal
did you
shit. Like
illegal kid?
I'm yeah,
Yeah, no,
but
but
he
I
didn't
think
fuck
at
the
some
children. Like he
point,
wasn't a pedophile.
I think at some point you just like too much. Like you can't leave.
Yeah, like he the guilt finally caught up with him, and he was gonna commit suicide. I was like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna kill myself anyway. Let me just post the story and expose all the cunts. Let me just do that. And he did it. And he killed himself, and yeah, that's...
And then his video got taken down.
Much better story. I was going to ask Uni about pizza. About the pizza she was eating before this. So I'm very glad that you took the reins, because I feel like pepperoni is a very short-lived question, but I'm still extremely interested.
You see, I was going to order some pineapple pizza, but everybody else in the house was arguing with me about it.
Oh, shit. Pineapple on pizza, that's the topic.
It's the best, okay?
It is.
Fuck, Chimp. It's amazing.
It is.
It is.
It's so good.
You know what I think? I think that a lot of people just don't like pineapple on pizza because it's such a meme on the internet to not like it and to be appalled
by it. Yeah, that meme?
No, because it tastes like shit. And if I wanted to eat shit, I'd just go to the toilet.
No, if you wanted to eat shit, you'd just taste yourself.
Dude, I would eat your shit every single day of the week if it tasted like pineapple.
Bro, that's what I wanted to say as well. Like, if I found out that someone ate pineapple, like, on pizza the other day and they're taking a shit now, I would eat their shit. Just so I can get a taste of
what
that pineapple
fuck?
And
what
that pizza.
You could, like, fuck?
Save
That's
it
how fucking
and, like,
good
just
it is.
On the go.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
See, but I feel like Ian's brother, because he's Canadian, and he invented, like, he's kind of invented pineapple on pizza.
Who? Me?
Yeah, you're Canadian, aren't you?
I'm Canadian? Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Right. Forgot about that.
So,
Jesus Christ.
Like, You kind of have to like pineapple on pizza, you know?
Well, I mean, my government isn't holding like a gun to my head about it, but one thing that they are is that they will not acknowledge that Putin is a war crime, and it is, but I love it. That thing should not be allowed on dinner plates. It is going to cause so many deaths.
I do. It has I don't remember how much percentage it does, but like, it has a good chance of giving you a heart attack every
like,
time.
Yeah.
And
it's
yet, like, we still eat it.
Who saw French fries? Said, hey, you know that starch? Let's fry it. Hey, you know what? Let's put gravy on it. Hey, you know what? That's not enough. Let's put an entire fucking carcass on that thing and then put it with cheese. Like, it's ridiculous. We've gone too far. And I feel like the Geneva Convention should have had that.
A while ago.
We haven't gone far enough.
Oh my God.
Dude, I remember a while ago, because I didn't know what poutine was, and I've told this story a couple of times, but I remember a while ago, because I didn't know what it was, and at the time I didn't know that Ian was, like, he was from Canada, that he was, like, from Toronto. I thought he was just, like, some random white kid from the US or whatever.
I'm not from Toronto.
I don't know. I just assumed, when you told me Canada, I just thought, assumed Toronto. Because I didn't know a bunch about... Because again, I've just been learning about... Because I'm from Puerto Rico. I don't know enough about U.S. or Canada. Still learning. So,
town streets.
I'm an African gimp, and I know a lot about the U.S.
So,
that's
like,
excuse.
So we're playing Rainbow, and he goes like, oh, I'm just going to go have dinner. And I think it was with Dane or Ghost, I don't remember. And he asked, like, oh, what did you have? And he's like, we're having poutine. And I'm like, poutine, what the fuck? And I'm thinking, damn, that must be some rich white boy shit. Because I've never have I ever heard someone say poutine here in the U.S. I'm like, damn, I'm really on the lower end, aren't I?
You heard me talk about it and didn't call the suicide hotline. I actively said on the mic that I was going to eat it.
Jesus.
That poutine is the essence of all of the junk food I can buy in England in one dish.
Exactly.
I loved it.
Oh,
and it
but
was
it's
so
good
cheap.
Though, isn't it?
It was so cheap. Yeah, it was. You can get, like, a poutine for, like, $5 if you go to the right place.
Hey, man, as long as it's good, who cares? Honestly.
Yeah, honestly, at the end of the day, bro, just put me with an IV drip of that stuff on my deathbed and I'm fine. I'm coasting.
I think, like, when Gordon came here the first time and we got poutine, we got fancy poutine. So it wasn't just, like, fries, gravy, and cheese curds. It was, like, fries, gravy, cheese curds, bacon, minced meats, onions.
Oh, my God.
Onions.
Oh my God.
Like...
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Then, was it, like, high-quality stuff, too? Like, they
just throw a steak on there as well.
They did a little bit of razzle-dazzle on the fries.
It was meat dressed in gravy with chips and cheese. I don't care.
Just get in my belly.
And for the viewers, razzle dazzle in this scenario does not mean doing bad things to it. So that's not.
I do bad things to poutine any day.
Okay, all right, next topic.
Anyway, before we get into the next topic, let's just quickly go into a bit of an ad break, and then we'll come back and think of a fucking different topic.
Okay, now everybody who needs to pee, go for it.
All right, and we are back. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't think that was quacking, dude.
What did you just
say? Why are you overreacting so much?
Just quack?
I don't know.
That's the sign that you're drunk again.
I'm not.
Like any,
can you guys
like...
tell me about this episode? Or I guess actually that's reused content. We can't do that here because we just have such fresh and new ideas all the time. So
fine.
We literally just
got drunk and just talked.
Yeah, yeah. Like so the last episode, yeah, we essentially just got really kind of. Oh, I didn't get
drunk
much cast. Drunk, but it was mainly Monster and Mikey
drunk.
Who were fucked.
Yeah, we were already drunk.
And like, Monsters asks me when we first started, he's like, how much have you had? 4 sips. I'm like, all right. Mikey ended up losing Wi-Fi connection or whatever from the podcast, and then it was just me and Monster, I guess. We'll end it here.
Unfortunately.
Wait, he did? I can't even fucking remember that.
Yeah, no, bro, Monster was an enabler, because at first I was with James, and just to mess with him, I was putting up like a little, like as if I was already drunk. But I was just messing with him because I like to annoy him sometimes. And then he goes like, "Bro, we're doing a podcast." And I'm like, "Huh?" He's like, "Yeah, Monster's coming in, and he's already Monster's coming in, and he's already fucked up." And I'm like, "Oh,
no."
Yes.
No.
And then Monster joins in and goes like, "Mikey." And I'm like, "Hey, Monster!" And I'm like, "Yeah!"
It was a
and it went all downhill from there.
It really did. We just started talking about alcohol the entire fucking time.
So what is your podcast? Like, what's the tags for this stuff? Like, if I was browsing for, like, Big Booty Latina, would that come up? Or,
like when I first created this on Spotify, like, I put the main tags as, like, oh, video games, because, you know, we occasionally talk about video games and everything. I cannot change the goddamn tag, so now it only says video games. I wanted to add, you know, comedy onto it, or entertainment, or alcoholics.
Comedy?
But no, Spotify is difficult.
And you could.
Before I know it, we're going to be kicked off of Spotify because I'm saying this. But
Spotify, we love you.
We love
so games. So like basically, we learned that nobody here likes Siege. One of us quit it. The person who plays this game doesn't play it for fun and hates it. Mikey, you're just sad. Yeah. And then everybody else doesn't play the game. So what is the interest level here? So first-person shooters sounded like they were a no-go. Like Minecraft, Fall Guys, those were just two names that I mentioned. Elaborate on that stuff. I want to know. What's it like to live?
See, for me, when it comes to video games, I have the games that I play a lot and that I play more frequently. But for me, like... And if it wasn't so hard because of my disability, I would play almost. Because for me, I like playing any game that my friends are. If my friends are playing it, I'll play it. Because I believe that games shouldn't just be one thing. You should be able to just play anything.
Yeah.
And just because the fun of video games is like trying out new things, like seeing if you like it, enjoying it, having to go through the difficulty of learning it, getting good at it, so you can call the people scrubs and just insult their lifeline completely because they don't know how to play it. You know. And just, and not just that, because it also, there's the thing about multiplayer games and single player games. It's also sometimes fun to just sit down and enjoy single player games. Like, for example, a while ago, I did Endor on my own, because I would never on my own be able to play that game. But me and a friend sat down and we started, she would share play The Last Guardian. And I would watch her play, and The Last Guardian is amazing. They do not say a word throughout the whole thing, but oh my god, the amount of fun I had playing that game. I won a trico of my own. I won't lie. Which, by the way, a trico is just like a flying mouse, basically.
Is it trico or trico?
Those exist.
I mean,
they're called bats.
It can be either. Like trico, it's trico.
Yeah.
I just call it trico because it sounds cool. Hmm. Trico.
You're saying trico doesn't sound cool? You want to start a little turf war here, Mikey?
I will, bro. Fight me.
Yeah,
my trico.
So, Mikey, so for the audience listening, Mikey, should I tell him about your little thing?
No, me. For me? No, because Jim says it wrong all the time.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he does.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he does. Because for me, what I have is just a visual disability. a set of visual disabilities. One of them is called aniridia, which is basically that I was born without an iris in both eyeballs. Yeah. It looks really weird because it looks like I have just a big old gaping hole in my pupil, and it's like, what the fuck is that, dude?
It's like you're possessed.
The demon boy.
Yeah, pretty much. I also have nystagmus or shaky eye syndrome, which is, that's not what it's called. I just like to call it that because I've gone called shaky so many times, which is basically when your eyes move around in control, like involuntarily, like it's not
kinda like
you,
a lazy eye sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it just makes it hard because then I just move down uncontrollably, of course, so it makes it hard to like focus on stuff. So if stuff is moving,
right,
it just makes it blurry. So it's hard, it makes it hard for
Damn.
Movement and stuff like that. And I just have also the typical everyday glaucoma.
You have controller drift for your eyes.
Yeah, no, I just also have glaucoma. I also
That's
have glaucoma,
tough.
Which just makes it like blurry because you have high pressures in your eyeballs all the time.
Yeah.
I also became a fucking Shinigami. I don't know if anyone knows what a Shinigami is from Death Note.
No idea. I don't speak weeb.
It's a demon.
I don't speak weeb.
I'm not fluent yet. I'm learning.
Never mind. Yeah, I became a Shinigami for a day because I had a corneal transplant and my eye was more red than a tomato. I was like,
is that the stage before or after being a furry?
I think it's a little bit before.
Before.
But I don't know. But I'm never going to be furry.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't know.
Sorry for the listeners. I know this is probably all common knowledge. I'm just, like, new and...
Yeah, we're trying to turn him into the weep side, dude.
Yeah, I'm just not used to the sort of atmosphere. Atmosphere. Special guest,
yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, I had questions, you know, in the past, and Mikey, you and me have had this conversation a little bit when, you know, playing games like Siege and such. And, you know, you and me watched a video in the past by Mr. Homeless, or basically Homeless, on YouTube about,
Mr.
you know,
Homeless
him. Yeah, he played Rainbow Six Siege with, like, these eye glasses, like the, or these glasses that were, you know, visually replicated visual impairments, like glaucoma, for example. And so...
Let's see.
You know, he's got like five layers of saran wrap is essentially what it's like. So it's very blurry and everything.
Oh,
but,
yeah, I remember that.
He ended
it's
up...
It's very representative.
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessarily exactly there, but it's very, it's a very good starting point.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, you know, as he's playing and everything, it was very hard to see. So he ended up downloading like hacks on Siege so we could help him see. And what it would do is it would brighten the operator's... tenfold, so like it would, they would have like they would be orange essentially, or like a yellowish
right.
color, so they were easier to see and everything. And it was a lot easier for him to play. So my question is, would something like that, you know, be possible for someone like Mikey, or like, you know, the question ended up being brought up is like, would this be fine, like if you had
it's
a visual
text,
impairment?
Yeah,
it's cheating. It's text, though.
I know, but like.
And on it- And honestly, I don't.
Mikey,
I wouldn't want it.
You're basically blind. How is that hex?
See, well, no, but it's, here's just
for
the thing,
other
though.
People.
Here's the and here's the thing though. For me, I wouldn't want it. As someone with that problem, I wouldn't want it because for me, Rainbow, I don't necessarily love it because of what it is. Because let's be honest, Rainbow is pretty easy to hate
Trash.
Sometimes. Yeah, Rainbow is pretty easy to hate. So the thing that I like, and I've said this multiple times before, the thing I like about Rainbow is that it challenges me, challenges me to adapt to it, to adapt to the situation,
right.
to the game. It also brings it's a very accomplishing feeling whenever you're able to do well in it. Whenever I'm dropping 6-7 kills in the game, it's like, fuck, I'm doing this. Whenever I do good in a game and I see anybody else that's doing worse than me, I'm like, dude, you suck. Because if you're doing worse than me, then holy shit,
we have actually a word for that. It's called shitting on these kids. That's what we say in higher levels.
So whenever I do good in a game like Siege, it's an accomplishing feeling. And it takes hard work. And that, you know, if you do hacks... Because that is what it is. No matter if you, no matter for what situation you're in, it's still hacks. It's still cheating.
Yeah.
It takes away that accomplishing feeling because you're just. It actually might make you feel even worse because it. For me, I don't like getting like a hand up on people, cause he just it's just kind of pitying someone, you know? It's like, oh, you need help, so we're just gonna give you this big handicap that it gives other people just cause you need it. It's like, nah, I want to be at the same level as everyone else.
I know.
But I feel like, isn't it like somebody in like a wheelchair, right? Like, I feel like they appreciate the ramp rather than having to hobble up the staircase, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it would be trying to even out the playing field. So this might be your mindset or whatnot, but I feel like for the majority of people, they do need to have some sort of, like, accessibility thing for it. But it's just really hard because how do you implement that? If it is something with, like what one of your disabilities, then people are going to just flip on that mode, and then all of a sudden the scales aren't balanced anymore. They have an advantage, and you are still where you were before. Like,
and honestly, the game has been actually kind of good about that lately in some sort of ways, because it's been fucking up. Because, for example, like on Siege, what I loved about this new season is that they implemented the accessibility tab, which helped you. It would let you change the reticles on the weapons, and made them like a brighter color or whatever. Dude, that helped out so much. Like, holy shit. So, I run the bright bright green, and I put the opossum.
Hey.
Yeah, Ryan?
I'm on there.
What's up?
What's up?
I thought you were going to say something.
No, I'm done.
But what were the other games? That was how this originally started. We've gone back to Siege because
it wasn't that. We didn't necessarily go back to Siege. You said that James asked me about,
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like in a world where, you know, I'm no means like trying to shit on you or anything, but it's you know, with your visual impairment, you're unfortunately like at a lower point than the average, you know, player. So like, I feel like with that, you know, it would even out the odds and everything.
Yeah.
In your case, like, I know that Ubisoft doesn't have, like, a doctor's note type thing that, like, allows them. But, that still raises the question, like, for you know, getting people to play games who have these disabilities, you know. I've seen a while back, like, this guy who plays PUBG with his mouth. He has, like, these little, like, whistles or, like, tubes that he blows into that... I don't think he uses his hands because he got into some sort of accident or something, so he can't use his hands. So he has to use his mouth and like blow through these tubes that, you know, control his movement and turning and everything. And he's even a streamer as well. So like, no, it's really cool the way he has it set up and everything. It's just like,
I would pass out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just like, because I mean, it would be helpful, but here's the other thing you gotta take in mind. The stick, because I mean, there is a really, and I know this because I've had to deal with it. Mm. There is a really bad stigma on video games when it comes to people with disabilities that are kind of behind, I guess, quote unquote, behind when it comes to skill level, when it comes to other people. Because people usually want to, you know, like Monster said earlier, they get back from work, from school, whatever. They want to just have fun. They don't want to, or just do well in their game. They don't want to have to deal with anybody having to help anyone else. They just want to have fun. And if they come across someone that, you know, is kind of hindering that, oh, for example, like a game, again, I know Siege, but it's just because it's just the main, like, place that I've seen most of this shit, because it's, like, the most, it's the game with the most variety when it comes to, like, oh, casual players, sweaty players, players that just don't give a fuck, you know, it's just that good place to find all of that. For example, when it comes to Siege, and in my experience, if someone sees that I do bad, and have it be because I say I didn't see someone or something, they will rage the fuck out. And if I explain, like, why it is, they'll be like, then get the fuck out of here. You're a crippled piece of shit. Yeah, you know? People don't want, and it's just not just in Siege. I've seen it in a lot of, like, I've seen it in games like Overwatch, For Honor. Well, actually, I'm pretty good at For Honor, so I haven't seen it a lot. Bixby, I'm not talking to you. I seen it in 2K, which is about basketball. I seen it in just a bunch of games.
Yeah.
People don't want to deal with people with disabilities, which, it turns people away from maybe not necessarily video games in general, but just multiplayer games in general, which kind of sucks because when it, for example, someone like me that likes really likes the game and wants to get better at it, it's hard for them to find people to play with or, like, you know, just ways to evolve in it because mm-hmm. they're not given a good place to evolve in it because people are always like, oh, like, this person shall not be trusted because they're not good enough for my taste of the game.
Right.
For example, another example, me, because of my disability, I have not had the possibility to have a good KD ratio on my account, on any account that I have. I have improved it a bit, but not to a good point yet.
Right.
Not to, like, a good standardized point, I'd like to say.
What is it?
And well, right now it's a 0.5.
That's not terrible.
Yeah. But let's be honest, in Rainbow Six Siege, a game like that, the first thing that people look is at your stats. People judge. It's a game where people judge you straight up on your stats. Like, yeah. The first thing they do is just click triangle, click X on the person. Oh, yeah. anything below one, get the fuck out of here. We don't want you here.
Vote to kick got removed though. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for someone that has a low KD, which I don't like to represent myself over my stats because it's a very bad representation of who I am as a player. It sucks because people don't give you the chance to play with you, you know? People just instantly just assume you're bad. Get them the fuck out of here.
Well, Mikey, if you're ever in a match with me or you ever need me to white knight you, dude, just give me a call because I will, for lack of better words, shit on any kid who tries to talk smack to my beautiful Puerto Rican boyfriend. So,
yeah.
Like, honestly, bro, I will take them into a custom match and absolutely put them through the ringer. I swear to God, that's my
absolute favorite pastime. I don't know, man. Like I said, I just want people to play the game with and just to be able to improve on it, get to play for once again.
You know what you guys can actually do, right? Like, everyone that has you guys can pretty much start your own esport thing. You never know. Like, all the people with eye disabilities could get together and start building.
That would be very bad.
Fucking hell! No, but listen, right? The thing with it would be, it wouldn't be serious at all. Like, it wouldn't be a pro league thing. It was just something for fun. Like, you know, fuck, you guys call yourself the lazy-eyed gamers, bro. The abbreviation is LAZE. That's legendary. Right? And you could just have fun with it. Or another thing they should do, right? This is all just fun. This is not serious shit. I'm not making this like a business deal. Another thing as well is there could be like a league thing where everyone just uses a shit ton of hacks and they just see who comes out on top. Like, they just use the most scuffed-ass hacks ever and they see who wins. Like, two teams and just a shit ton of hacks and they see who wins. I think that would be quite entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a spin-off thing.
That
like,
would get
not
memes
anything
so
serious.
Hard. Like, yeah, like, yeah, but that would still get memes so hard.
Yeah. It would, but who cares? At least that's
worth
the presence, right? Like, Siege just had such a it's only a competitive environment, and if you're not, you're a casual warrior like type thing going on. So I think it would be fun. Like, Siege is so bland for a lot of people because that's it. There are only two personalities. There's no, like, besides content creators, there's no other personalities like having, like, the custom match people, or, you know? So I feel like that's an untapped market. So definitely, if you know any other disabled people.
I feel like, you know,
Ubisoft shouldn't do anything.
One of the only things that Ubisoft has implemented into their games in terms of, like, community, like, you know, added community stuff and everything, like, really cared about, you know, the people playing the game and everything. And this is, like, a small relation, but Boston Bear Jew and the theme park
that
map.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he was an Xbox player who ended up getting cancer, and I guess some of his friends may have been like close relatives or something to some Ubisoft developers, and then they like slid in his like KD and such.
It also sucks because like, not just for Games for Siege. For example, and I'm guilty of lying about that, but I love Apex. I think Apex Legends it can get boring after a while, but I love Apex Legends. Like, I think it can be a really fun game with friends and stuff like that. But, but people, you know, at first it becomes up to a personal thing because sometimes you feel like you're hindering people. And even though you're just trying to have fun, because I'm not, when it comes to Apex, I try to win, but I'm not like a very competitive player at it, you know? Yeah, so it becomes hard to play it because people don't want to play because, oh, you suck. You can barely keep up with a team. Or, we're not winning with you, so get the fuck out of here. We're gonna find another third player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of like just Apex community parties like that. But like you have to be like a certain minimum or like have a certain KD to like live up to the expectations, but I just
But
kind of
community
wanna
parties
play
are
it
fucking
to
awful. Yeah,
Yeah,
I mean,
I
you
just wanna play it with, you know, people that I enjoy playing with in the first place.
Yeah. And that's another thing I should, like, and just move, like, not just with disability and stuff like that. That's another thing that I think that should change your games. There's such a stigma around just stats in general. People just want to
Yeah.
see good stats, or they don't want to play with you. And that goes for any game, no matter what the fuck. I don't care what game you're on. Dude, I swear. Like, I don't care what game it is. It's on every game. Like, I
It
don't care
is.
how good the community is. If your stats are bad, there's at least a good 50% chance that the player base will say, I don't want to play with you because you ain't getting me nowhere.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, that's the unfortunate part about the gaming community, and you know, and this will range from like which console you play and everything, to a certain degree. But on the PlayStation community, you know, I join PlayStation community parties like a shitload, and you know, try to like play games with people and talk with them and everything, you know, have laid back conversations and such. And I've met some really fucking cool people, and that's how I met, you know, you guys. And well, a lot of you anyway.
Met the
And
special guest.
yeah, but you know, joining PlayStation community parties it's really fucking toxic on there.
I
And
love it.
you know, a lot of people will complain about, you know, the squeakers and the people who shit talk and everything. And I feel like I've
Out
come
and
to,
kind of squeaky.
yeah, well, you know, you're an exception. But anyway, it's like,
Yeah, 'cause you got a rag, bro. People will pay fucking money for that.
yeah. But I feel like to a certain point, you know, they've created these like fucking monsters or whatever. So for example, you know, you'll see a lot of you know, squeakers and young kids joining parties just ear raping and you know, playing loud music on their mic and just being annoying overall and everything. And
Playing
I feel like
Fortnite.
that's not just because of their young age and their young mentality and everything, but that's because they have been, you know, shit on when somebody joins this party and says hey, and they
Right.
turn out to be a squeaker. They're like, oh my god, get the hell out of the party. So that's a way to like combat that or
It
get back at those
sucks.
people, is to do that. And the same thing goes for, you know, people who shit talk you all the time, is the people who've been DDoS 20 times a week, and you know,
Yeah.
people
Tough.
who have been disowned for like being shit at a game and everything. That's what creates the monster. You've essentially created what you so
I
hate.
am the monster.
It's
It's like
exactly it.
I kind of get that, right? 'Cause I mean, like when I don't know when like I try to stay like with my usual crew, right? With the usual people that I hang out with. So like I don't know you know my friend Jaden, Jordan over there, you know, like just the usual people. Because if I don't, then I just end up being like spending like a whole day in a party, you know, well,
Right.
switching parties all the time with
Yeah.
people that don't want me in there, right? That kick me all the time, that call me squeaker, okay? And like, even this one time, this motherfucker added me as a friend after I got kicked, and I was like, okay, well, maybe finally, I'm gonna have like, I'm making a friend out of this, and
Oh
then just
yeah.
invited me to a party just to bully me into admitting that I'm using a voice changer, question mark?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Like that actually
Kids need to
happened.
decide when they're being thirsty. Like, if you're that indecisive, bro, I
Yeah,
swear.
and like the same thing goes for like girl gamers, because you know, a lot of the times, you know, they stay very quiet on mic because, you know, they've been through the situations where they talk to like, oh my god, is that a girl gamer? Oh, girl gamers suck at playing video games. And you know, a lot of
That's
people
another
are
reason I
fucking
stay
like,
with
just, oh,
people now.
send pictures of you or whatever. It's like,
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
That's another reason I
literally
play
me,
with.
bro, I swear.
There's definitely a
That's another
problem
reason.
in
Not
a lot of
that,
the
but
gaming community, and you know, I unfortunately don't see it going anywhere anytime soon, but like,
yeah.
there's just a lot of shit people on there. You just gotta like
Yeah. I
to
want to
have the strength to
specify,
get over it.
I said that's literally me. That's not, I'm not the one that asking for like pictures and shit. I'm the one that's like super uncomfortable and just like I'm a dick, bro. Like, I'm just gonna be straight up. I'm a dick. I'm like the type of guy who's like, are you 13 or do you bleed type shit. Like, that's like, I'm a bad person. So I'm not a creep. I'm just a bad person.
Right,
I just
right.
want to clarify that.
It's just like, I don't know. That's another reason why I try to stay away from people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
It happened a few times that even when I joined the, like, people that I know and that they know me, you know, they've been playing with me for a while, like Monster or something. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be that one dickhead that's going to thirst for, like, the first 30 seconds until the person that I know speaks up and it's like, that's not cool, bro.
Right. Yeah.
Like, Monster had to do that once or twice with the COD Council parties, and then it stopped.
Yeah, that's something I've always been interested in. Like, if you want to actually talk, I understand if you don't want to talk about it, but, like, we've known, like, people and stuff like that who play, or, like, girls that play games and shit, but I've never actually, like, interviewed in, like, an actual sit-down talk scenario kind of stuff about the experience. Like, I've known the general stuff, but, like, maybe some funny stories or just, like, I don't know, something... If you want to share, you don't have
stories.
To. Just... You got stories.
I got stories galore.
Now she won't stop.
I'll tell you what, we're getting close to wrapping up, so if you'd like, you can end it off with a story.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I don't know if I talked about, like, the story in another, like, podcast or something.
It's fine,
you stayed
here.
What?
I say it's fine. Like, if you talked about it before, at least Ian will... He hasn't heard any, like,
entertain
the podcast.
Me.
Yeah,
oh,
entertain this
true.
Man. Yeah.
Hey, let me pause my game then because I'm playing Genshin Impact in the background. Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know. I think that was before I met Jordan. And it was a while ago. Let's put it that way. It was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, like, deep in the Smite. I just wanted some people to play Smite with. Because, I don't know, the person that I did play Smite with, like, moved, and I moved, and, you know, like, just a whole bunch of shit happened, we lost contact. And then the other people I played Smite with just kind of stopped playing, so I wanted to play, and I wanted to join, like, a community party, because, you know, community parties are the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
as we
wrong.
All know. And, I don't know, I spent maybe, like, 2 hours... like, joining and getting kicked out and joining and getting kicked out and blah, 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 blah. You know, the usual ordeal. And then I eventually join a party, right, with, like, four other people in it. And they want to do Conquest. So, like, that's, for people that don't know, that's, like, there are tree lanes, like, two jungles. You know, you do, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, for some reason... I'm very used to the, oh my god, it's a girl, and then a bunch of thirsty people, right?
Yep.
But for some reason, this one motherfucker was not only insulting me for playing games, but was actually trying to, like, get me to rage quit because girls shouldn't be playing games.
God damn.
What?
And the entire time we were playing Conquest, I was healing his ass, okay? I had kills as a healer, for fuck's sakes. Okay? Well, I was stealing all of his kills, but, you know.
Found the issue.
He was just, I don't know, he was like, in the middle of, like, I don't know, there were bouts of him insulting me. For being a girl and playing games, and then there was just long periods where he would just ignore me, ignore everything I said, ignore everything I called out. There was an enemy on the left, and I said there was an enemy on the left. He would just ignore that shit and then bitch to everybody else about how there was an enemy on the left and nobody told him. Okay. And yeah, he was just an overall terrible human being. And this one guy was like, bro, that's not cool, you know, like, we're just trying to play a game. And then everybody else just kind of, like, bullied him for being a white knight, apparently. Which is really stupid. This whole shit needs to stop. It's not...
Simp culture, baby.
Simp culture, yeah, I wanted to say that, simp culture.
It's like, nobody trying to simp in that situation.
Right.
I know there are some people that are legitimately, you know, wanting to get in this. But, I mean, can't we just all be playing games? I want to kill people as much as you want to kill people.
But I mainly want to kill you anymore. Now at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Damn.
I mean, that's the thing all about right. online shit, right? Oh, never mind, we're ending.
Save it for the next one.
Save it for the after deep. Show I mean, Patreon.
Couldn't you technically like save the clip and just like say it's a pause and then just keep going with a new one and you can just add those together?
No,
it's fine, dude. Like we can do it next time. It's cool. That's too much work for Whiskey. He's very low effort with the podcast, so we can't expect. Yeah.
Oh, shut the fuck up! Yeah. I have to go through like fucking hours of editing of like audio and adjust people's audio. To like make sure that we're all on the same level and shit. Like, I don't want to hear it.
It's supposed to be a special one. We have Joe in here, and he's probably not coming back for another one. So,
you know. That's special.
Joe, did you want to shout out any people or maybe your YouTube or something?
My plugs.
So
well,
Twitch thing on people.
What?
Your Twitch profile on your About Me. I went to your profile.
Oh,
on your
yeah,
Twitch.
My profile. Yeah, that's the work of art. Yeah, but I guess I've already plugged my YouTube, and that's pretty much it. I got an Instagram for that, but really the biggest thing for people, I guess, would be like earlier said in the podcast. I forgot who said. I think it might have been John, but you said it really well. I felt really inspired after what Epstein did. Yeah, so that's how I think I'll leave it.
Oh yes,
that's it.
Yeah, that's,
it's really inspiring shit. Dude.
That's my shout out.
All right, well, Joe,
shout
thank
out to
you.
Epstein.
You
just leave in that people's yeah. imaginations as to what you're inspired to do, aren't you?
That talk time.
Exactly. Well, Joe, thank you so much for being
yeah.
on the
I gotta
podcast.
I got to get going. Got to start making my Antifa posters. So.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I guess without further ado, thank you all so much for listening. And we'll see you in the next one. Have a good one. Bye.
Goodbye, motherfuckers.
Bye.
Cheers.
See ya.